Thursday night, and from our secret hiding place underneath the bunker, this is Jick, Hot Stuff, and Riff.
Hello. Hi.
Zeno isn't with us tonight. He's in his own words, radioed out. Been on for the last number of shows, which I have yet to listen to. I downloaded some of them, like, podcast-wise. Thank you, as always, to Stargazer67.
Shit, you're going to listen to those?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, don't you wish you could go back in time and take back all the mean shit you said about me? I read them.
Yeah.
I read some of Zalan's transcripts, so that was... I just got back from a vacation, and I was thinking about that. I got back from my vacation, and what I've been doing for the last 2 days for work is playing with Legos. Not entirely sure why I needed a vacation, but went to Disneyland, got a couple new hats for Thomas Jefferson. I saw that somebody brought up Thomas Jefferson on the radio show.
Yeah,
that's interesting. And I was sad. I was sad. I didn't want the public to know that he had been relegated to the Bob's ass.
Well, he's back now.
He's
got his sassy Mad Hatter hat, and
I like Disneyland. I ended up having to go to Disneyland twice. Oh darn! Because the first time we went, Pirates of the Caribbean was fucking closed, which was a nuisance, and I would not have gone that time had I known. We got some other fun. The Haunted Mansion is my favorite ride for a number of reasons. One is the preponderance of locations where you're allowed to drink in the Haunted Mansion, because it's dark. And you're far enough away from other people that they can't smell your whiskey. The wife got this awesome flask at the store in Santa Monica. It looks like a little potion bottle. It's like a stainless steel flask with a glass window in it. It's round with like a round glass window and then a little cap on top. It's fucking neat. Had there been two, I would have bought you one, Riff, because it seems like the kind of thing that was right up your alley. I also tried very hard to buy you a monkey skull, but by the time we got back to the... I didn't want to carry it around the entire day, and by the time we got back to the car, which was right next to the monkey skull store, it was closed.
Oh.
So we didn't end up making it back there. I was really pissed. There was this neat store. It's on
the monkey skull store.
Yeah, it was a store on Melrose Avenue in, I don't know what city. I mean, it's Los Angeles is confusing because like Phoenix, there's Phoenix and it's kind of contiguous, and then there's these other cities, you know, like Mesa and Tempe and Scottsdale, whatever, that are kind of butted up against it, but L.A. seems to have little islands in it that are other cities, so it's like you can drive straight east, and you're in L.A., then you're in Beverly Hills, then you're in Hollywood, then you're in North Hollywood, then you're in L.A. again, and then you're in some other city, and then you're in L.A. again, and you've just been going straight the entire time, which that doesn't happen here. But anyway, wherever Melrose Avenue is, a lot of trendy clothes stores and stuff. My wife got some clothes. I didn't get any clothes. Got some comic books. There was the Golden Apple comic shop.
Oh, which, excellent.
Hail Eris.
Yeah.
For that. It was neat. I found three books from the Acme novelty series that I'd never seen before.
Really?
Yeah.
I got the newest one just recently.
Ah, they had a bunch of them. I still need to bring you back the ones that I borrowed from you. But yeah, so I got that. Anyway, there's this store called Necromance, which is just kind of this goth store, except...
They're really into necks.
I don't know if they sell clothes or not. I don't remember if they had any clothes. but what they did have was monkey... They sold just a ton of animal bones. They had all these... antique. I mean, I would have spent a lot of money at this place if it had still been open. Little did they know, you know, they could have stayed open an extra half hour that day.
I hope one of the people that work there is listening to the show, so they'll know.
They also sold all these like antique poison bottles.
Excellent.
Bottles of like these old bottles with like the, you know, faded labels on them. It was like, you know, danger, Murio. Balitic acid. Do not drink.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was cool. And they also sold, and I wish that these things had been, it was a toss-up. I was either going to get you the monkey skull, the genuine monkey skull, or the fake but incredibly realistic unborn baby skull.
Ah!
They had all these different fake skulls from like different you know, this is one from like 4 months old. This is a tiny little skull. Yeah, it was creepy, man, because they're like, you know, oh, it's a human skull the size of a baseball, and like the jaw's not connected together exactly, and there's no teeth in it, and it's
man.
Like, yeah, it's creepy. It just looks like an alien skull.
We should all go to if they do a if they ever do a KOL con in Philadelphia, we should all go so we can go to the Mütter Museum. The like medical
you
oddities.
Know, this random. Okay, there was this girl in a class that I was taking that we used to go get drunk before class when I was going to ASU. Like it was a night class that was really late and really long and really kind of dull. So we would go get drunk. And she was like, "You know what? I recorded something the other day that I think you would like." And I'm like, oh, okay. So the next day, she hands me this VHS tape, which is a documentary about the Mütter Museum.
Excellent.
Really, yeah. They were showing the demonstration of this little, like, the little wrist slicing machines for that. I still just cringe when I think about that. It was like the tools that they used for bleeding people.
Oh,
and it was this thing that it was just this flat surface that you kind of crank this spring-loaded thing back, and then you click it, and it just sort of instantaneously... these little whirling razor-sharp blades pop out of it, and it's for the purposes of slashing somebody's wrists to bleed them.
Wow!
And I'm like, God, they can never touch any surface again because I'm afraid those fucking blades are going to pop out of it. Like, yeah. You've actually been there, though?
No, I... Teller from Penn & Teller did an article or something about it that I read once, and it sounded awesome.
It looked neat. It was they had all kinds of, like, you know, these are the tools they use to give people lobotomies. I wrote this research paper about lobotomies once, and the English class, you had to write a research paper about something that had something to do with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Hmm.
The history of the lobotomy. It's pretty fucked up. You barely had to be qualified. As I mean, I at the time probably would have been able to give people outpatient lobotomies.
Like all you needed is like a knitting needle.
Yeah, like they do with an ice pick and a hammer, and yes. And yeah, you just didn't even have to be a doctor.
Wow.
To do it. It's,
do you want one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That was Hot Stuff's contribution. Why are you so quiet, Hot Stuff?
I'm working. I'm in the background trying to get stuff done. We've got that whole July out of the month coming up. We do. Lego constructions to build.
Yeah, we're what we've been working on Lego wise is this is what Hot Stuff and I've been doing pretty much exclusively. You wouldn't think that it would take 2 days to build anything out of Legos. Well, I guess you would. But yeah, so we got all these Technics Legos to build this moving sign for Comic-Con, and I think we got a mock-up of it that's pretty satisfying. We got the foam core and the paint markers, and we made some little dude to move back and forth, and some hydras for him to fight that move around in a satisfying way. It's
gonna be neat, I think.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be neat too. But I think it's gonna be neat for the first 10 minutes when it's actually running, and then it's gonna break down, and neither of us is gonna be around, and somebody else is gonna try and fix it, and they're gonna break it into a million pieces. That's
just,
what I think.
Just
is
make
happen.
Sure we take a lot of duct tape with us.
That's true. These are precision machines, man. You can't use duct tape to fix. I guess you probably could. You'd have to cut it. You need like an X-Acto knife to cut the duct tape into really thin strips so that you could, you know, get it in there.
Has anyone ever made like a gears out of duct tape and had some sort of device that actually runs based on?
I had a book once that was a it was like a cutout paper clock where you had to like cut out the gears and fold them into gears and assemble them into a clock, and it worked.
Huh.
Well, I mean, it would have worked if I'd ever bothered to cut it out and build it.
Hmm. I wonder, it seems like it'd be pretty difficult to make it. I mean, were the gears like three-dimensional, or were they...
Yeah, they were like...
I mean, I guess they would have to be.
It was like you had like the two surfaces, and then the prongs would like bend 90 degrees and then another 90 degrees and glue onto the other one, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
So they were like hollow.
Huh. yeah, I guess we could get into the questions.
Oh, right.
Whatever.
It's been forever since I've done a radio show. I had a restful vacation. Mr. Skillhead's wedding was beautiful.
Went off without a hitch.
It did,
except for the necessary one.
Yeah, ooh, because the place that they chose was surprising and cool. It was very. I get the sense that the place that it was is just sort of always overcast. Like, it was just super foggy and kind of dark and overcast, but it was neat. We went out on the beach at night, and it was really, really foggy, and you couldn't really... It was very difficult to get any sense of perspective on, like, what was going on with the ocean. So it was sort of like you couldn't tell at all where the water stopped and the sky started. And so there also, it was hard to really gauge distance. So it was just kind of like that watching the waves break was like, I saw Jesus, man. I saw Jesus. Yeah. Anyway, that was cool. Scully's wedding was neat. I'm not a wedding guy, and there were a lot of parts of it that I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, because I'm not so into the ceremony myself. But you know, they wrote their own vows, and Scully's dad performed the ceremony, which was nice, little Jesus-y for my tastes. But you know, all weddings are. And you know, Mr. Scully's dad is a missionary. You don't want to mess with him, man. Because if you had a dollar bill for all the people he'd converted, you'd have a mountain of money. Right up to... I don't remember what I said that I would have rhymed with. Yeah, anyway. Ron says, sadly, the puppy-smashing game is not illegal in some states, considered equal to pornography. It's true in Oklahoma, inappropriate violence is porn. Details here. Huh. What do they consider appropriate violence?
Yeah. I mean, if it's all just, if you don't actually see the puppies being smashed in gruesome detail, I don't know. Maybe we just won't sell it in Oklahoma. The Oklahomans can get stuffed.
Yeah.
Stuffed puppy smashing.
Yeah.
Chronoclone says, hey, crazy radio guys, are the shows still being recorded? Cold Front hasn't updated in forever. Yeah, when I am broadcasting, I always put the show up on jickshow.asymmetric.net, which is linked to from the Cold Front page. I don't think Cold Front is updating with radio shows anymore since the podcast exists. I might talk to them and see if I can get them to clarify that on the broadcast thing, because they could probably get away with... I don't know that they would necessarily want to dump all of the existing shows into the podcast. I would prefer it if there was only one place to get them. I won't necessarily say I would prefer it if there was one place where you could get them. I would prefer if there wasn't one place to get pre-2005 shows and then one place to get all the shows since then or whatever. You know, but, yeah. Anyway, everything is, I think, available right now. Every show since the beginning is available somewhere, and they should all be linked to from that Cold Front page. Shaggy says, how about bulk discounts at NPC stores? 10% for each 1,000 units bought, up to a 25% discount. We've been talking about something kind of along those lines, but really not at all like what you're asking for. but probably not. Redpot says, why isn't there a refresh button in the MMG room? Well, there used to be, but I made Xenophobe take it out because I don't like refresh buttons. Same time, when I'm playing the game, when I'm working on the game, I'm constantly having to do that right-click reload frame thing. But I don't know. With the MMG, I don't know. I mean, there aren't enough complaints about the interface for the MMG that I think anything really needs to be done about that. Bahu says, I see that there are bikini tops for those educated stupid enough to need them, but no bikini bottom pants. I'm sure I had an excellent question about this, but isn't there like a Speedo kind of thing? And yeah, there's the chainmail monokini. That's a bikini bottom. Was there any reference to SpongeBob SquarePants in the bikini bottom?
I don't know. I think Scully wrote that one.
Fred Levi says, find a way to make anti-cheese a combat item so that you can replace the cow with some cheese monster, because I'm sure people would like that more. But cow minus cheese equals ... man.
Empty cow.
We have plans for the cow.
We do. Believe me, in the future, you guys will not be nearly as upset to see the cow. Di Vernon says, is the got milk effect essentially owed but for food instead of booze? Yes. And don't say but for. Did you bring your butt for?
All right. What's a butt?
For pooping. That was my favorite part of the South Park movie. That weird French kid.
He was the best character.
Zimole. Careful. Was my mother careful when she stabbed me in the heart with a coat hanger before I was even born? Dude, that kid is fucked up. That's, I think, my favorite line in the entire, not only that movie, but the entire South Park.
Yeah. It's certainly up there.
Yeah. Blah. Someone else says, please add the zombie noob to the misspelled cemetery. The picture of the zombie holding up a brains plus sign gets a giggle out of me every time I see it. And noobs misspell a lot. Did we make a zombie noob? We must have. For the 28 days later thing, we must have done the... Because that image must exist, right? The brains plus.
We had a whole series of additional puns that I don't think we ever used.
Yeah. Someone else writes, why are eye drops made with a strawberry? The old recipe has made sense. You know, there are a lot of complaints about the changes in the recipes, right? I mean, they're saying that, you know, while I agree that the whole Arsifire elixir is funnier than Filter of Force, I'm not going to accept any argument that says that they made more sense before the changes. I mean, you can't say that it makes any less sense for you to make eye drops out of a strawberry than it makes for you to make, you know, a potion that sets two of your stats equal to one of your other stats. I mean, almost all of the writing in those original potions was to make some kind of narrative sense of things that were absolutely disconnected in reality. And it's like, sure, the recipes don't necessarily... I mean, I don't... Like I said, I mean, I'm not saying that they make sense now, but I'm also not believing anyone who says they made sense before. I think you just got used to them before.
The thing that's true now that was not true before is that there's an internal consistency to what the fruits do. If you use a fruit in a disco-banded drink and you use a fruit in a sauce or a potion now, they will have related effects. Like if they both affect, if one of them affects a particular stat, the other one will also affect that stat. So, and the other thing that people are not realizing is all that writing that we had before, we can reuse in other potions that we can add later. I mean, we've got this whole like rolling out some content every week thing going on.
And we've got fruit now that isn't used in any of the potions, and there's no reason why we won't ever again have a potion of papower, because the papaya doesn't do anything
right now. And I mean, the other thing is, you know, we can put the Arsifire thing in somewhere else. You know, I mean, it's a quest reward. Yeah. I mean, because that's like, you know, it's some microphones. I mean, we kept all of it. It's not like we just eliminated all of the writing. I mean, I guess it bothers people when content goes away. I mean,
it doesn't seem to bother people so much when we have event content that goes away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's the sort of relatively arbitrary seeming changes that we make.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I was made sad by the people talking shit about their new.
I know, man. I was getting pissed. Especially, well, I'm not going to name names, but there's one particular person who just will not shut up about it. It's starting to make me crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this, like, I don't know, man. The crafting changes, I think a lot of it is that it was a change that was, you know, half addition, half nerf, right? And so people aren't particularly happy about it in general. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody feels kind of neutral. So, like, people who, you know, people who are pissed off about the Chow Mains, they might not complain about the Chow Mains, but they might be more apt to complain about, you know,
Something sillier
random
to complain
writing
about.
Change. Yeah, something that just doesn't mean anything at all. I mean, you know, I'm not telling people not to complain. I'm just saying that, like, you know, like, just whatever.
Complain about something that's intelligent, that's a reasonable complaint. Yeah.
Anyway, I hadn't written anything in a long time, and I wrote those descriptions for a lot of those potions, and then you guys made fun of them, and then I'm like, well, fine. See if I ever make any new content for you. Jerks. Di Vernon says, horizontal scroll bars happen when PMing a link to someone in chat. Yeah, I believe that Xenophobe was trying to fix that, and the code that I use everywhere for adding line breaks to stuff was not something that I wrote, and it's not something that's ever made any sense to me. It's irritating that to make it so it corrects people typing really, really long words to break the layout. You know, it's goofy because it kind of relies on just picking some arbitrary value for how long is too long in a context where people could set their font sizes to whatever they wanted, you know? So
and they can resize the frame. And
yeah, so it's just, I don't know. It's fucked up. People bitch about it.
Trying to work with the web is going to be frustrating forever because of the way that you don't really have any control over what the user does with it.
I mean, you kind of do if you, like, that's something that always bothered me about, one of the reasons I hate CSS is, like, that's, you're working counter to what the whole idea of HTML was, you know? I mean, the idea is that if you can't see very well, you can make the text bigger on a website. But, like, so many websites just don't let you do that because they want their layout to look exactly the way that it did when they put it together. They refuse to allow you to resize text. You know, they start, it's getting to the point where it might as well just be big images of the website, you know? And, like,
on my personal website, to enforce a particular layout, that's what I did, is all my text is GIFs.
Yeah. And, so, you know, that sucks.
Well, I mean, it's... but I specifically made the design decision that, like, I mean, because the website that I'm talking about is a photography website, if you're blind, there's no point to go there, you know, like, if I had a website that I had a lot more content for...
Yeah, no, it's understandable. A site that is like an art gallery, then fine, you know, a site that is about the visual presentation or whatever, then sure. But, I mean, this, I feel like KOL is way more accessible to, you know, somebody who's blind than any other RPG that I've ever seen, you know, like, a text adventure. Because there's no reason for it not to be, and so, you know, it just struggling with layout stuff, it's like, I don't know. I've always felt like, I mean, the reason that I like font tags, I know you're not supposed to use font tags, but the reason that I like font tags, I mean, font tags are totally deprecated. Like, they're out of spec. But
I still use them all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can say, I want this text to be one size bigger than normal text. You know, no matter what size normal text is, I want this to be one size bigger. You know, maybe there are tricks. There are still so many things that tables do for positioning that CSS just refuses to do. Anyway, that's my rant surrounding the line break thing. Horizontal scroll bars. You know, I'm going to make a bumper sticker that says horizontal scroll bars happen. Quoted the initial three words of Di Vernon's post. Aspartame says, Jick now has my favorite familiar name with a reference to Major League. Yeah, I realized that my familiars weren't visible, so I made them visible again. I saw somebody asking you guys, and you didn't know it very bad. Seal Joe Boo's rum. Yeah, I like my Shannon. Crine says, I just tried to meat paste two Baron von Ratsworth monocles together, and I'm disappointed that it didn't work because the concept of binocles is awesome. Or bionicles.
The other night, somebody in chat, I think it was Cthulhu's, was wondering why you can't meat paste two tassels together to get meat pasties. Huh.
What would you do with them? What would they do?
It'd be a shirt.
I need to kind of make a design decision about shirts, because I'm thinking, you know, the reason that I wouldn't do that is because I would only want you to be able to make them if you could wear shirts. But I don't know.
Somebody also asked us why shirts, like all the shirts, the only enchantments they have are like plus stat, except for like the one shirt that's plus monster level.
Yeah. I don't know. That was pretty much the answer I gave. The plus stats were useful on shirts because they allowed you to get more stats because it's like a new slot that, you know, you couldn't have any other plus stat here. So if you're trying to maximize a single stat, you know, it's handy. And the other thing is, we don't have anywhere near as many shirts as we wanted in the game, you know, just because we kind of... Shirts were one of the very last things that we were working on during the very last few days of Ascension testing, and it was, there were a lot more of those written than ever went in. There was a time, I mean, at some point, didn't I add four or five more shirts, like, in between Ascension rollout and now?
Yeah, you added, like, three different shirts at the shore, I think.
Yeah. Bunyip Andler says, just so you guys know, Jick's birthday is July 7th. The only reason I remember that is because it's also my account creation date. Thank you. I had actually forgotten that I was about to turn 30. And that I need to...
Now you'll know what
it's
like.
What I need is like a 20-year-old wife and an expensive car. Oh, wait.
Well, crap. Now what am I going to get you for your birthday? Because you've already got those two things.
You were going to get me a young wife.
Yeah.
Waterboo says, what do you guys think of Break Core?
What?
What is that?
I don't know what Break Core is. Is it maybe something that was talked about in the forums? I remember somebody suggesting... Like a hardcore version that whenever... That if you got... It was kind of like that you get killed thing, and it ends your run, but it was if you get beaten up, you're kicked back into softcore.
Oh, you just kicked back into softcore, not back to Valhalla?
Yeah. Like it was...
That's interesting.
So finish... Like finishing it, basically, you know, you finish a run without getting beaten up ever, and you know, so that means something. It was like an extra hardcore. I think it was an extra hardcore where if you got beaten up, it kicked you into regular hardcore.
I still like the idea of a type of run where if you get beaten up, it throws you back into Valhalla.
That's definitely more terrifying. You know? Because it'd be interesting to see if people how fast people could do it. Because you'd want to be so much more careful.
Yeah, it'd be a challenge.
Well, you know what we could do? We could just create a trophy for a hardcore run where you never got beaten up.
No.
And.
But that doesn't.
That wouldn't store.
A trophy for a hardcore run in under 350 turns where you never got beaten up. Everyone would have to do it.
Before NS13. Not that we're, like, going to make, you know, NS13 take forever to finish.
No, not at all.
Beanstalk takes a week to grow.
Anyway, so what I think of Breakcore is the same thing that I think about other stuff that I don't know what it is. Solar Flare says, how about an option to have sales notifications remain in your store for more than 48 hours? That's not so much a convenience thing as a how many resources do we want to commit to storing and displaying stuff like that? And I think that it's kind of okay the way that it is. Morbank says, hey, the stainless steel skull cap is really shitty. Why is it still so shittily shitty? It could be less shitty. No, it should be less shitty. Please make it less shitty. Love, Morbank. What's so shitty about the stainless steel skull cap? What does a stainless steel skull cap even do? I'm going to look at stainless steel skull cap. It is maximum hit point plus 30, damage absorption plus 60, 15% muscle.
Oh, I had that on my last hardcore run, and I loved that thing.
The 15% muscle, well, I mean, it's one of the few things in the game that has a percentage stat boost anymore. Yeah. So, I mean, it's hella useful for power leveling.
Plus
which is
30 hit
going
points
to become,
is awesome.
Which is going to become very important once we introduce this new trophy we were talking about.
Man, please don't make that trophy. I like not having to cheat.
Anyway, Morbank, tell us why the stainless steel skull cap is so shitty if you're listening. We're still not even into questions from today. And Sergey asks why/when/why/what/how don't do anything. You come up with something for those to do in chat. Mm-hmm. /who works. Trace Alicia says, why does the Knob Goblin Chef look like a jellyfish?
That's fine.
I like your new jellyfish pants.
001 says, with the cerebral crossbow being so awesome, is it possible that we can bring it to fight the naughty sorceress? Having the ability to dual wield, I can't bring the crossbow because of the meleeness of the smurf. You know, maybe you can, like, throw the smurf at her.
I see.
I'm not going to make it so that you can use a one-handed ranged weapon with one-handed melee weapon.
Although I have to say, I can't wait until I get dual wield because I love that crossbow and I'll love
what
two
is
of them, like,
what is it
10 times as much.
Cold damage, spooky damage, and sleaze damage?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just a crossbow with plus 9 damage?
Yeah, but it you can get it really soon, and the and you don't need a lot of stats to equip it.
I see.
Oh, and it's one-handed.
I didn't realize
so
how much...
So you get, like, your offhand...
I know that one-handed ranged weapons are valuable to people in general. I didn't realize that so much discussion about what's going on the show here goes on in the radio chat while we're on.
Sometimes I log into radio chat, but generally it goes too fast and is distracting, so I don't.
Yeah, it's pretty spam-licious. Making the chat a lot wider helps it to scroll more slowly because almost everybody's stuff is on one line.
True.
Kind of handy. let's see. Linkmaster says, here's a weird idea. Make a /spoil command, and when you use it, everyone that has an allow spoilers thing in their profile turned on will see the post.
Yeah.
I would rather just say no spoilers in chat.
Yeah.
That's easier than coding at opt-in, I don't care about spoilers thing, and a special spoiler post thing.
There's plenty of places for people to get spoilers and talk about spoilers that you don't need to be doing it in the chat.
Spleen Master says, since Neopets now has a cereal, will we be seeing a KOL brand cereal? It is my goal to be as much like Neopets as possible, so maybe...
We'll have to become Scientologists.
Is that real?
Wait, what is that?
What?
What do you mean?
The Neopets Scientology.
Apparently, I didn't read it myself, but Xenophobe read an article or something saying that the guys who started Neopets were Scientologists, or it's funded by Scientology or something.
Is Tom Cruise a Scientologist or something?
Yeah.
So he started Neopets, is what you're saying?
Cool. I'm not sure that logic follows.
It was John Travolta and Tom
Cruise. Yeah, yes. We were driving in the Offspring song, Gotta Keep Them Separated, came on, and I was reminded of... I took this this philosophy class in logic, and the one day, the instructor, who... It was weird, because he was like, I mean, he was probably younger than I am now that I think back on this, but he sort of had this very dry, like, I am trying very hard to be a very adult, very college professor-y kind of guy, voice and delivery. So he came in and just, like, walks into the room, we all look at him, and he's like, there is a popular song, the refrain of which is, gotta keep them separated. That is the theme of today's lecture. Validity and truth. Gotta keep them separated. Which was funny. We should have seen it.
I took a similar class and enjoyed it a lot.
A lot of classes are fun. Yeah. That's pretty much how I got my philosophy minor. I just taking all the kind of mathy philosophy classes, not any, you know. None of that ethics bullshit. I don't care about
that. Yeah, ethics suck.
So it says, Wikipedia says that Neopets has sparked many controversies, such as those surrounding the existence of gambling-themed games, its extensive use of immersive advertising, and the Scientology beliefs of the CEO, Doug Doering. Sorry, that guy's name is Doug. Let's see what else it says about Scientology. Oh, Scientology.
Today's show where we read you Wikipedia.
Yeah, reading stuff about Wikipedia. Yep. A lot of anti-Neopets websites, apparently. We don't have any... You know, that's what we need, is some anti-KOL websites.
I'm sure there probably are some.
You think? Well, there was that webcomic about the Kingdom of Boring.
Yeah.
This guy decided to write a comic about how boring our game is. Thanks, man.
That's kind of satisfying, really, actually.
I guess. It's... Spectral Anima says, has anyone at Asymmetric played Guild Wars? If so, what do you think? I played it for a while. Marshall convinced me to buy it, and we played for, like, we were supposed to play together, and we played together for a couple hours, and then I quit playing. I had a bad experience with it, because, like, it starts out, like, kind of typical fantasy stuff, right? And then once you hit, like, level 10 or something, you go through this event where, like, several years pass in the game, and you're in a sort of post-cataclysm version of the world that you started out in. Like, the first 10 levels are kind of tutorial-y. Like, it's like green rolling hills and typical, like, you know, oh no, the worms are in my field, and help farmer Joe kill the worms eating his crops or whatever. And then apparently, it, you know, the character of it changes. But
you're not part of the rest of the regular game world at that point?
Well, it's weird the way it works. It's much less like World of Warcraft and much more like Diablo. When you're in town, you're in a persistent world. When you leave town and actually go out where you're fighting monsters and stuff, it's instanced. Like, the entire world is instanced. The entire world outside of town is an instance for your group. Well, except for when you're PvPing or something, I don't exactly know how it works, but supposedly it's fun. That's what people say. You can create a character at the level cap, which is an interesting choice to me. The way that PvP combat works has much less to do with the skills that you've accumulated. You get a big set of skills, right? But you can only have so many of them available to you at a time. So it's basically, like let's say a World of Warcraft character has all of his level 60 skills and spells and whatever, but you have, like, an 8-skill hotbar, and when you leave, Like, you can only change that around while you're in town. So once you leave and start fighting people, you're limited to the use of those particular 8 skills. So you can make a character at the level cap and apparently be competitive in PvP without actually doing the kind of grindy going up in levels thing. But I found the content to be kind of underdeveloped. It was there didn't seem to be any...
You should talk about auto assault.
Jesus. There wasn't a whole lot to do in Guild Wars. I guess people get really excited about the PvP aspect of it, which is something that I just kind of don't care about. And once I got to the post-Cataclysm part of it, I apparently just went the wrong direction from town, because my initial experience of playing the game at the point where most people say, well, that's where the game gets cool, is walking for about a half an hour without seeing anything.
Weird.
Just going, I headed off in one direction, walked for about a half an hour, I think I may have seen one monster. Weird. It was very akin to the early days of, or for all I know, the current days of Anarchy Online, where most of the game world was just not populated at all. Like, the game was so unfinished when they rolled it out that, like, you would leave the, like, newbie area and there was just nothing to kill anywhere in the game world. Just no mobs. For, like, the equivalent of miles. No mobs at all. Every other game I play makes me love World of Warcraft even more, because it's just was fucking done. When I bought the game, it was an entire game. And that just doesn't happen with MMOs, and it makes me really sad. Even with KOL. I also am not fucking selling it to people. You know, it's okay for it to be a work in progress if it's free. It's like, hey, come enjoy our fun project that we're working on with us, instead of like, hey, this is a product that I'm both selling you at retail and charging you a subscription fee for. So, I bought Auto Assault a couple weeks ago, and that makes me angry.
It makes me sad because a friend of mine was on the development team for that game.
Yeah, you need better friends. I'm your friend, hot stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, hey, I did my first level 60 instance run in World of Warcraft last night. Did a little bit of the old school of necromancy boss ass-kicking. Actually, pretty much getting our asses kicked repeatedly by the instance, because half of the people in our group were just drunk and stoned and incapable of making good decisions about... So, yeah, we had some coordination issues, both hand-eye and member-to-member. El Faba Fabalafe says, the one thing that I don't understand is why the hippie store takes meat. Are they secretly downing the stuff when nobody's looking? Why don't they take beans? Just asking. No, the meat isn't edible. Hippies don't have any problem with money. That's like the real world. Think about most of the hippies that you meet, they have rich parents. It's like, they're not, like, against money. They're driving a fucking SUV, you know, to go camping. That's not entirely true. Dumbass asks for a take all button in the clan stash, which that's just never going to happen.
That would cause so much uproar. It'd be kind of funny just to hear the uproar as everyone tried to raid every clan. They had a whitelist too.
Yeah. Moorbank says, if you made the magical mojo muscular melody plus 10 mist and plus 20 MP instead of just plus 30 MP, you would have a balance of a plus 10 buff to all three stats, which would be really sensible/handy. There are likely to be some changes kind of along those lines to the accordion thief buffs in the relatively near future. We've been discussing that a lot in the dev places. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will south of the border become a necessary place to go for a quest or guild quest? Yes, sort of. You'll see.
You'll have a hard time finishing the game without visiting most areas at least once. Although, yeah, maybe not. It'll depend on any given run, you might be able to skip a couple areas.
Yeah.
But over repeated ascensions, you'll probably have to go.
Yeah, a lot of the decisions that we're making as far as what's going in for NS13 are based around which areas people avoid now. just so that, you know. I feel like the more places you have to go, the more interesting the game is. You might think that we're forcing you to jump through hoops, but, you know, if the hoops are, like, you know, have pictures of cool things on them, and they're funny hoops, then you could jump through hoops.
I mean, people love hula hoops, right?
They do, you know, for kids.
For kids.
Gleeb says, could you make the objects descriptions in the lame Observatory Memorial viewable? They were pretty funny. No, I'm comfortable with those being archived on the KOL wiki, and that's it.
They
didn't actually
make
I sent
much sense because they were talking, most of them referred to the astronomers.
Yeah, and
we
kind of made a choice to not have that in there.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense. Let's see. Shaggy says the doors themselves in the Sorceress Tower should be like the buildings in town. They are.
Extremely
They're
flammable.
Made of wood.
Yeah.
Bunya Pandler says, what's so wrong about the wrong side of the tracks? Maybe the right side of the tracks is wrong. Did you ever think about that one? No, I didn't think so. Unless you did, but that's a different story. There always has to be a right side and a wrong side. There are two sides to every story.
They could be the light side and the dark side.
Like duct tape.
Yeah.
Di Vernon says, the daily dungeon should scale to your level. And that it also, the monsters in the daily dungeon should scale to, and that it also seems to be a too simple zone. It would be cool to see more complicated stuff there.
Yeah. We were thinking, was that going to be part of the thing we were thinking about with the dungeon generator thingy?
Yeah, I think that that's going to be, that's going to be that whole cave generation thing is something that I'm just going to say is not going to go into this game.
Okay.
It's something that we'll use at some point in the future, but yeah. Bari says Zeno mentioned that you might reintroduce the old potions. Any chance of this? We talked about that. Temporary Man says, cooking ingredient status of Wads and Lomain. Mistake, unimplemented recipes, or lazy spades who just haven't bothered to look for the recipes.
We were talking about that just earlier. Yeah,
I believe that... I feel like somebody... I looked in this thread where they were like, why are Wads cookable? And I thought maybe we had forgotten to make those recipes public or something, but I'm pretty sure that they're working and that Wads are cookable. And the people in the the people in that thread said, "Oh, the guys on the dev team told us that you could do this with the Wads by cooking them," but nobody in that thread actually confirmed it.
Huh.
So I'm thinking that maybe there is something wrong.
What are they supposed to cook?
Should we say it?
I don't know that I want to spoil it if it's not actually in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me check.
Oh, right.
No, those recipes are all public and should work. The sorcerers at the high end should be able to... There is a recipe that they can make with the Wads, so... yeah.
Maybe they don't realize. Maybe just people haven't tried it. They don't. They're trying things with noodles.
Yeah. And they might only. They might assume that every sauce crafting recipe of that type uses fruit.
Right.
Shima says, "Why does the Cloaca Cola helmet not have a plural? The dyspepsia one does." Well, let me look. Look at the helmets in here. Dyspepsia has weird. I wonder what they mean when they say that it does not have a plural. Oh, I see. The plural is actually just Cloaca Cola helmet. I wonder why that was like that.
They're like sheep.
Oh. Did I actually... I don't remember how that was supposed to work. I don't remember if the plurals... It was supposed to add an S if it didn't have a plural, or if...
It appends an S if there's nothing in that field. And
what does, though? The just give item function? Because
I don't know.
I think that some stuff was set up that... I mean, like, I should look at the early items and see if...
almost all the early stuff does not have anything in that field. And we would have gotten all kinds of error reports if it wasn't working right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... No, okay, it doesn't. Because there are some items that if it, like, you know, have just the item name with an S after it in the plural
field. I think
that's
just people spindling stuff without realizing that you don't need to if it's just going to add an S.
Although I did find that something that I was writing, that was, it fucked it up because I assumed that that was in that field. Basically, every place that could refer to plural items has to have that logic in there that if there is no S or if there is no plural, then it just adds an S. But maybe we should... I mean, it would be trivial to write a query to make all, take all the ones that have a blank plural and just make it the name of the item plus an S. And then we wouldn't have to actually have any logic in place. We could just always know that that field was actually the plural. Because it's not like it takes up any less space in the database. If it doesn't have that, there's still just a blank. Let's see. Are we back on... yeah, we're back. We're up to today. XYM right. Said, "Hey, Echo and the Reverb crew, how were the weddings?"
Only took us
there was only one wedding, and it was good. Claresk says, "Any chance of ever getting one-handed star items?" I wanted to do that.
Yeah, it seems to me like we were going to.
Yeah.
Why didn't we?
Well, I think that it is a non-trivial task to come up with reasonable lower numbers of stars and lines that haven't already been used in any other recipe. I mean, it would be something that we would need to sit and think about for a while. It's not like we could just, like, pop it in there. And also, there was... I mean, what would it be? Like, a dagger, a club, and a pistol? It's only one-handed staff.
Derringer. star... wand.
two stars in a line.
Yeah.
Star baton. Saul Folk says, "I have looked and looked and found no Spider-Man references. Why no love for the friendly neighborhood wall crawler?" I hate that homo. Really? I hate Spider-Man.
You don't like Spider-Man?
I don't really hate Spider-Man. I mean, okay. I felt like the movie, the who's that guy in the movie?
Peter Parker?
Yeah,
Toby Maguire. I was thinking about that, but then I was thinking that I was wrong. Toby Keith? Keith Richards? Richard Simmons? Gene Simmons?
Gene Wilder?
Van Wilder?
Van Morrison?
Jim Morrison?
That's a fun game.
Jim Dandy. Yeah, probably. Bahu says, "How large is one unit of meat? When you loot Chester Meat Pot in the woods, you barely get any, but the meat globe is a meat frenzy. Life-size model of the kingdom in a globe?" Yeah, it is life-sized. That's why you can only get one of them. It's too heavy. Seraphian says, "I've noticed a fairly large gap in area difficulty at the high end. With the switch to higher level content, are any new areas planned in the icy peak hole in the sky?" Oh, sorry. Icy peak hole in the sky range. Probably something.
Yeah.
I, myself, have noticed that gap, though I keep being told that on speed runs it's not a big deal. Maybe we need to be focusing on the non-speed run aspect.
I would love to have a lot more content, because we have so many zones, you know, in the first six or seven levels, just tons and tons of stuff, and then it does seem to thin out a little bit. I mean, I guess there is stuff for every level, but sometimes there's only one, maybe two zones at the most.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we haven't added any new zones in forever, and the thing that I like for the zones that open up to be part of some kind of narrative, you know, and so it's just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could put in more things that where one zone has a little mini quest in it to unlock another zone. I mean,
we could also do more zones that turn into harder versions of themselves.
Yeah, but that's I don't know. I feel like in a non-ascension game, the cemetery is kind of sad in that regard because it's like a place that you just can't go anymore. I mean, I guess all the drops are the same.
But I mean, that gives you a reason to ascend so that you can see the early stuff
again. Yeah, that's true. Arkham says, with so many musical instrument weapons, the bone rattle and the tambourine should become weapons too. Tambourine is not a musical instrument.
Well, it works for the mariachis.
Yeah. Mariachis are not musicians. They're jerks. Hey, the Gun Run asks, Jesus. The Gun Run asks a numbered list of, Jesus Christ, 120 questions. One question per
minute.
Are you
kidding me?
No, that's crazy.
Well, he's lucky Zeno is not running the show, because Zeno would have just now disabled him for that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know that that counts as spam. It's not because, I mean, I would have probably banned him.
Well, he might not.
Just ban him right before every radio show. Yeah. He starts sending all the questions after him. The Gun Run.
Chat access,
Jesus. While we're on the break, I'm going to glance through these and
pick 119 of
them. Yeah, pick 119 of them to answer. We should take a break. What do we want to listen to? Any music suggestions, fellas?
Nothing offhand. We have a vote for King Missile.
Okay. I think the only King Missile I have is some King Missile that Hot Stuff brought last time. Mystical Shit.
That's a good one.
What songs on Mystical Shit should I play?
What's the one with the kittens?
Trying to remember what's on that album. I used to have that album, I think.
Title track, Rock and Roll Will Never, No Point, Gary and Melissa, Frightened and Freezing,
yeah,
How to Remember Your...
I never did have that album.
How Do You Remember Your Dreams? That's the one with the kittens in it. It's I think all these songs are really short. Is the
yeah, How to Remember Your Dreams is 3 minutes long.
Does it have what's that one, Gay or Not Gay?
No, that's not on this
album. It does not have Gay or Not Gay on it.
That's the one you wanted.
So that was the pretentious artist voted for King Missile so that we could hear Gay Not Gay. Well, I can go get Gay Not Gay out of that directory and.
Yeah, I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Gay Not Gay.
The pretentious artist is in the office doing work on the
what?
Packaging for stuff. Yeah, pretentious stuff.
For the tiny plastics. Yeah. We actually we're close.
Yeah, they're.
We might have tiny plastics in a matter of a couple of weeks.
There's a factory in China madly chiseling.
For children, by children, for adults.
Madly chiseling plastic out of the plastic mines into the shapes that we designated.
All right, so Gay Not Gay gives us 6 minutes. We can then listen to some Jefferson Airplane. Gives us another 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And then...
The Jeffersons.
I don't think I have the Jeffersons. I don't think the Jefferson's are actually a band.
No, but we can listen to the theme song.
I don't know that I have the theme song.
Do you not have, like, all the theme music to TV shows on your computer?
I have some. I have the Knight Rider theme song.
Yeah, we could just do it. We could just end it with all the TV show theme songs that you have. A-Team? Do you have the A-Team?
I do have the A-Team.
There you go. Knight Rider and A-Team.
It's, okay. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have King Missile, Jefferson Airplane, then the Knight Rider theme, then the A-Team theme, because that's how we roll these days. You know, you would think that after so long of not being on the radio that I would have more ideas than this. And I'd be less just floundering around trying to be interesting and failing. All right, we'll see you guys in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and change minutes.
I saw an episode of the Jerry Springer Show, and the topic was transvestites and the men who love them. And the guy was on with his girlfriend, and he was saying, to me, this is a beautiful woman. She's got a perfect body, beautiful blonde hair, everything. I love her, and I love making love to her. Now I ask you, does that make me gay? Most of the audience thought so, and so did I. But it got me thinking about what is and isn't gay. Discussing sex with a guy is gay. Discussing sex with a woman is straight. Even telling a woman, sometimes I wonder what it would be like to suck a cock, is straight. Sports are gay, especially contact sports, unless you're the only guy on both teams, in which case it's straight. Gyms are always gay, because afterwards, in the locker room, you're showering with guys, and that is gay. Watching pornography alone is neutral, like eating a sandwich. It's neither straight nor gay. With one or more other guys in the room, no matter how many other women are also in the room, is gay. Watching porn, even gay porn, with one or more women only, is straight. Interesting one. Kissing a gay guy on the cheek or letting him kiss you on the cheek is neutral, as long as the guy is out of the closet. Hugging and or kissing a straight guy is gay. See, look, I know I'm homophobic, but not about gay guys. They don't bother me at all. It's straight guys who don't know they're gay. They fuck my shit right up. Guy calls me up and says, a bunch of us guys are gonna sit around in our underwear and watch a football game and drink beer and eat chips and, you know, maybe wrestle with each other a little. You know, just us guys. You wanna come over? And I'm like, no. Best implants you've ever seen. Even if you're saying, oh, suck it, bitch, I know you like it, you slut, you whore. That's gay. Conversely, a woman straps on a dildo, and you're dressed like a woman, and you're sucking her cock, and she's saying, you like it, don't you? You like sucking my dick, you little fucking faggot. And then she rolls you over and fucks you in the ass and says, you love it, you little pussy boy. You love getting fucked in the ass. I'll bet you wish I was a man. I'll bet you wish I was a real cop. Fucking faggot. You're getting off on this. Never gotten off before. That's still straight. But then, when you go off to the bar and discuss this or any other sexual experience with other guys, that's gay. Thank you. Sucking a guy's cock can, under certain rare circumstances, be straight. Let's say you've gotten into a betting game with a woman. That is, whoever loses has to be the other one's sex slave for a night. The kind of thing that happens in penthouse forum all the time. And you lose, and the woman makes you have sex with another guy. That's not gay. I don't know exactly why, but it's not.
Thank you. 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
I'm all reinvigorated by the A-Team theme. So inspiring. We'll probably have some similar clusterfuck trying to come up with something to play on the way out of the show. Luckily, we only have to pick one song for that. All right, so I think what we decided that we're going to do is we're going to have a little lightning round, and each of us is going to answer 40 of the Gun Run's questions without actually reading the question. So who wants to go first?
I guess I can go first.
All right, Hot Stuff is going to answer the first 40 of the Gun Run's questions.
All right, let's say 30. No. Someday maybe. No. Jick. I can't really answer that. I'm not sure.
Enough.
Coke. Enough. Yeah, Coke for sure. None that's organized. No. This morning. No, not really. I was just kidding. No, probably not. Some of us, yeah. I think, actually, all of us probably have at least a little bit. Some of us do. I don't personally. That was number 13, by the way. I don't have any, but other people have cats and dogs. I eat saltines. I don't listen, no, I read them sometimes. I have an iPod. I didn't actually start drinking alcohol until I went to France after I graduated from college. I didn't really drink in college. So, let's see here. No. Anytime. I don't really. Yes. There's a lot of people I wouldn't want to see in that role. No. Yes. I don't even know what that question means. Yes, I do watch the World Cup some. No, there aren't any around here. Although I read the news on the internet, I don't wait at bus stops. Yes, many times. I use soap. Yeah.
What is wrong with you? That was number 31. No, we're not reading the questions.
Yeah,
we want
people
to know what the questions are. That's the fun thing.
What? You guys
strangely enough, soap is also the answer to 33.
number 32 is something that you're going to have to decide for yourself. 33 is not soap. I'd have to say Cherry Garcia. No.
There's the plunger.
Why does it have to be Mexicans? Is my answer to 35. I don't know. I don't know the answer to 36. I have to think much longer than I can do in a lightning round. Not that I'm aware of. We already are because we have good friends. there's so many things I can't even go into it. And then, whoa, you started renumbering at 39 with 30 again. That's broken. Well, does that mean I have to go to? Do I have to go? I have to do all these, don't I? Cause
well, I guess I can start at this 30, and then we can or Riff can do that.
That's weird. Okay. So 30 for the second time is I would look for John Connor to prevent the war of the future. All right, it's all Jix. Go.
Now. All right, not very much. I don't know. I would say that the overall impact of that is pretty neutral. 33, as in the very beginning, we pretty much always used it. 34, no. 35, no one ever has, and no, I won't. 36, it could be good. 37, I don't know. 38, zero. 39, probably poison. 40... I didn't actually when I was a kid, and the movies are kind of just whatever.
Terrible.
Yeah, 41, someday. 42, very rarely. 43, guy like a high back leather arms office model. 44, yes, I do, and she does not have a gun. 45... no, I have not. That's actually a pretty funny question, and I wish I could read it out loud. But no, you'll have to ask my wife. She'll know. 46, an Atari 2600 that was actually my dad's. 47, because we wanted it to be after rollover, and because we're up late. 48, it's so unlikely that I just can't answer it. 49, yes. Nonstop when I was a kid, and even this morning for a few hours. 50, no, it would be really boring. 51, usually either coffee or Coca-Cola.
Or scotch.
52, no.
I do
as well.
Okay, 53, I used to for years and years. Family, no. Most of my friends do, yes. 54, I came from Mr. Skullhead because he doesn't like that site. 55, no. The same way that we don't have Martian attack insurance, because both of those things are equally likely where we live. 57, or 56, mine is very, very... simple, cheap, and feature-free, and that's the way that I like it. Everybody else does varying. Hot Stuff has a cool one that opens up. It's normal size, but it opens up into a QWERTY keyboard, and I really wish that I still had my phone that's exactly like that, but I broke it while having sex, and could never get a new one. And that totally sucks. 57, no. 58, every once in a while. 59, no, because I don't know that song. 60, The Pretentious Artist and I used to. We watched it once, and we're kind of making fun of it, and then we decided to watch it again to make fun of it some more, and then we kind of got into the story and couldn't stop watching it. 61, no, you know, maybe eventually it'll work its way in, naturally. 62, the original Star Wars trilogy. 63, pretty much everything I own, I believe it's a 1280 by 1024 because that's what all my monitors, all the LCD native resolutions are. 64, goodbye, pretentious artist. 64, I used to, I don't know. 65, probably would hobble along. There's enough information in my mother and in the safe deposit box that everything would pretty much be okay one way or another, no matter what happened to me. 66, yeah, absolutely. 67.
What a world it would be.
Oh, indeed. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. 67, no, we don't. 68, I would have to think about that longer. 69, the Game Boy Advance SP.
Really? Not the DS?
Yeah, no, I feel like the SP is pretty much the most elegant piece of hardware that there is. The DS is still, you know, it's nice, but whatever. 70, yes, I can. I'm doing it right now, and I have been the entire time. 71, yes, when I was, not the Army, but the Air Force, for a very short period of time. 72, I would not be drafted because I'm too old. 73 is a repeat. 74, yeah, in video games or whatever. 75, I would say hi to them. 76, so that I could look at other people's profiles. 77, sure, we would never do one ourselves, but if somebody else did one, we would certainly consider coming to it. 78, Ben Stein and...
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, yeah. All right. 79, no. 80, it wouldn't matter what we did because you wouldn't be able to hear it. All right. Now here's Riff with 81 through 120.
All right. Yes, my heel. 2, wait a minute. What is 82. 2? 82. I don't know. I think Nightmare might be. I'm not sure. 83, I haven't got one at the moment. 84, Christmas? No, wait, no, because I haven't got one at the moment. My own parents was Christmas. 85, maybe. 86, I don't know, but it would be kick-ass, whatever it was. 87, I don't at all. I'm not musical whatsoever. 88, not much, rarely. 89, LimeWire kind of sucks. 90,
that's a tough question.
Oh, I had to parse it there.
There can be only one.
Probably hot stuff. He's slippery. 91, not applicable. 92, iTunes. 93, my dad is turning 60 at the end of next month, and my mom is a couple of years younger. 94, I've seen 2 or 3 episodes. It's pretty good. I liked it. That guy's a good actor. 95, I would get upset and whine. 96, on occasion. 97, no, not at all. 98 was X-Men 3. 99, no, that's creepy. 100, maybe. 101, just England, pretty much. My ancestry is boring. 102, I never really sure what immediate family actually means. Is just that, just like parents and siblings? That would be just the three of us. I'm an only child. 103, yeah, but not...
Dinner? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's been, like, some times where I only realized, like, later in the relationship how much I disliked that person. Man, high school sucked. 104, probably Jick would be my guess, considering he's the only one that's married.
No, that isn't true.
What?
Scully's married.
He's not here. I wasn't counting.
Oh, I see.
105, I don't know if they do. 106, that's Jake. Jake has the, yeah.
I'm the only one of the three of us that actually owns a car.
Oh,
so
well, yeah, that's
kind of
true.
Kind of
by
a
default.
Landslide victory.
Yeah. 107, I don't know, I saw the movie a couple of times, and I used to have the soundtrack. I liked it. It was cool. 108 is the one with the strawberry bits in it. 109, Photoshop, although if I'm not actually doing photo retouching stuff, I prefer Illustrator. 110
together?
Yeah. What?
Never.
Never.
It was awful.
If you're just talking about me, then it was cool. 111 is I like the one that like fucks you up, the one that you have to ask the pharmacist for now. 112 that would be PS3 wouldn't be an appropriate platform. I could see us doing a DS one. 113 not to my memory. 114 I would name it Sassy Land, and the capital of Sassy Land would be Sassy City. 115, I don't really have one, but the cat in this house is a little over a year old. 116, yes, I love that shit all over the place. 117, eating. 118, just MC Front a lot. 119, Canada. 120. 120. I don't know. What do you guys think 120 is?
Well, there was the repeat, and there was
there are so many.
Yeah.
The duplicate set of 30 through 39 kind of sucked, and the repeat was pretty terrible.
So, woo! Yeah, successful lightning round!
And that got us up to 10. And there are so many more fucking questions that people are going to be angry that we wasted all that time. Although, I wonder if the Gun Run actually wrote those down anywhere, and I wonder if they could reconstruct the lightning round in the transcript later. But I'm hoping that they can. Tim Tapuiner says, given that we now know the source of in-game cupcakes, what can we infer about Susie's sorted past, given that she could stock an entire cupcake stand?
That's a good question. I never thought of that.
Susie likes to party.
Yeah. You know. Even when she was like 8?
You've seen The Professional, right?
Oh, this is true. This is true.
Menden says, what would happen if, figuratively, you could put water from Emerson Palmer's lake into Nash Crosby's still? Oh, man, that would be so good.
It would destroy the universe.
XYM says, will Sporks and Foons be included in the smithing update? Maybe. Gorblack says, damn it, you guys, you got me addicted to Katamari Damacy. Sorry. Gleebs asked if the monkey skull was to go along with Riff's spare. Yeah, it was.
Oh, man, you guys didn't hear that. We were talking about how the spare femur is like the spare tire donut in the car. Yeah,
kind of sucks. You wouldn't want to like walk on it for a long time. Yeah, especially it's just a leg bone repair.
Exactly. Yeah, it just gets you back to the chiropractor.
Canada Joe 101 says, how did your wife get ye flask? Well, we just bought it from the store.
She tried to go Dennis. I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird. The guy at the flask store might have been named Dennis, and it was actually like a cigar hut, not a flask store. PVA says, I think the emo squid needs one of those special little emo wet dream whirling razor surface deals. Yeah, I think he does. It was awesome, man. Lemur. Fuck, what was the guy's name that sent this?
Lemur?
Lemur something. The guy that sent this $10 bill. God damn it. I was going to remember that guy's name so that I could mention him on the radio show. Lemur something sent us a mail donation, and to disguise the cash, he felt that he would disguise Alexander Hamilton as an emo kid, so he gave him emo glasses.
Lemur Loon?
Emo hair.
Lemur,
and,
Lemur Monster, Lemur Loon, Lemur Lover, Lemur Soup.
It might have been Lemur Lover.
Lemur Boy.
50 Ways to Lemur Lover.
What was the thing? There was some joke we made outside one time when you were smoking about 50 ways to do something.
50 ways to love your lever? That's a Rocky Horror joke, though.
Anyway, so he sent this, he had Alexander Hamilton dressed as an emo kid, and so I'm going to keep that. Kozumo says, do you have any advice for someone who's thinking about making their own web-based computer game? I mean, I might have, like, technical advice or whatever. If anybody is actually going to play it, you should get away from shared hosting as soon as you can and find a place where you can get a dedicated server, because you will need it. They will kick you off of shared hosting very quickly.
And if you're not funny, find somebody who's funny to write it, because I think that's pretty much what keeps us going, is the fact that it's funny.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, in our case. But, I mean, I don't think that that's, like, some singular recipe for success. I mean, I think
it would be a lot more difficult to do a serious one.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because, I mean, the lightheartedness makes the lo-fi-ness a little more palatable, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would really like to find a goddamn web-based MMO to play, you know? But it seems that I'm...
There's always Adventure Quest.
Yeah, because that's fun. God. Yaya McGee says, the Mooter is very cool. Just seeing a grotesquely enlarged colon is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, I mean, is it just two giant dots, like, on a wall?
No.
Enter the Wumpus says, what was the Shorebot speech that you had, and where can I get a copy of it? I found the remix, which was amusing, but I'd like to hear you rant yourself. It's got to be on Cold Front somewhere.
Yeah, it's
I don't know
those.
What the date was of that show.
I'm pretty sure that's been excised and is somewhere exists as an MP3 just by itself.
That's probably true. Aldous Moxie says, let's see. If you need a refresh button for the MMG, just click a bet without checking the box. It'll refresh. Yeah, there you go. Absolute Zero says, can you have it where if you don't have a piece of an outfit, it's grayed out?
If you don't have
it doesn't show up in the list at all.
I guess he wants it if you've got one part of an outfit, it shows up, but it's grayed out.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yarrick the Real Bad says, hey guys, I just helped a friend create an account and go through the tutorial again. I hate to say this, but you could put snappier adventures in the introduction. The adventures are verbose and sort of ponderous.
But that's where the Tron reference is.
Yeah,
come on. And the Goonies one?
The Goonies one and the Breakfast Club reference?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's wrong with you, Yarrick?
I would say that somebody who finds those adventures ponderous and too verbose is not going to enjoy the game. But, I don't know.
You should read the 8-page Choose Your Own Adventure advertisement we made.
I can't wait to see those. I think Zly's picking them up tomorrow.
Ooh,
she was going to pick them up today, but had to take Scully's cat to the vet instead.
I don't know.
Do you want to read the question before Yarrick's question from Mellowcorks? Because we were talking about that previously.
Yeah, there was talk of changing, says Mellowcorks, the low mains to be more like the old chow mains on a previous radio show. Is this being given serious consideration? Yeah, we've been talking about it. My take on the situation and the suggestions that have been made to me so far is that if we make the low mains craftable using just noodles by low-level sauce or pastamancers, that we should make them also less good.
I have to actually look and see how good they are, but I wasn't expecting them to be as good as I think
they're very close to being as good as chow mein.
Really?
I mean, just because of the way that... since all those ingredients are pretty low-end, adding a knob sausage to something doesn't really change the quality of it all that much.
Oh, that's right, because all our quality scheme was automated.
Yeah. So, they're basically... The quality number is reduced by one... typically between the lo mains and the chow mains, which means that, you know, instead of giving, well, it's really hard to generalize what that does. I mean, it adds one additional multiplier of the fullness, and that's it. And once the fullness gets up that high, the multiplier is less significant.
I think that narratively or thematically, we probably will keep the mains as part of the high-level skill. We'll probably add more recipes to the low-end.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I feel like we should pick some mid-level zone, have some stuff drop that makes some noodle recipes and some... I mean, I'm all about fleshing out the crafting.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that we can always kind of fall back on if we don't have a good idea for our new... weekly content.
That's true.
We can, you know, add a couple new drops to make a couple new foods, and that's it. You know, And yeah, I mean, I think that I don't want to make any sweeping changes to the way food works. I feel like we can change the system by adding stuff to the system and instead of changing or removing things.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wheelie Dude says, why aren't there any story events right now? Because we're tired. A Zombie Noob was an active adventure, oh. An active monster in Seaside Town 28 days later. I'm gonna have to kind of read through these. There are so many questions left, and we only have like 20 minutes left. Reading. Wheelie Dude asks, why aren't there any sober pills? You guys want to, All right. Di Vernon says, what's the origin of the My Wine is Pretty Wine in Hot Stuff's profile? You can explain that while I read this.
I don't even know if I can...
I don't remember, so I... Is it something that you think that I don't want you to share with people, or do you not...
I don't remember the exact basis of it, but it followed pretty shortly after the whole can your boyfriend do this?
I was giving Hot Stuff advice on how to woo this girl who lived next door to him,
yeah.
Who he liked her, but she had a boyfriend, and I was like, well, what you gotta do is you walk up to her and say, yeah, but can your boyfriend do this? And then wave your dick in her face.
Because that would be so impressive that she'd immediately dump him and go for me. But it didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Okay. Wheelie Dude, goodbye. I don't actually know how many questions that we have because most of them are from Wheelie Dude, who doesn't exist anymore.
He kind of spammed a lot of the same question over and over again.
Yeah, so don't do that to us, guys. Seriously. AMF says, is it possible to get the Mushroom Field Dropbox to remember what you last planted for that login only? That actually does not seem like a bad idea. Gyric says, I am interested in trying to create a Toronto, Canada KOLCon. What are the rules / requirements to make it official for us poor ice buggers who can't travel so far? There are no rules. I mean, if you have... The only official KOL get-togethers are the ones that happen here in town. So, I mean, none of the ones that have happened in other places were official, but are...
I mean, does...
The concept of officialness is really kind of nebulous as far as we're concerned. I mean,
is it the presence of Jenkins and or Scully that, like, people consider to be an official meetup or something?
Maybe they do. I mean, we tend to decide which ones to go to based on whether we think, like, A, whether we feel like traveling at whatever time that it is, or whether it, you know, fits in between other trips we have planned or whatever, or anything. I mean,
or if we've been to that place recently or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I probably wouldn't go back to St. Louis even if something really exciting was going on there right now. Although St. Louis I might, actually, because when I go to St. Louis I can also go see my family. But, you know.
I'd go to Canada, though, if it was in a time frame that I...
Yeah. No, I mean, I would actually... I like Canada.
For a third world country, it's not so bad.
Third world country, it's not so bad, yeah. No, you know, but you know the weird thing? Like, I would actually... Like, the one thing that I... The major conclusion that I came to about Canada based on the time that I spent in Vancouver this past year is that... Canada was much poorer. Vancouver was much poorer and much cleaner than most of the other cities that I've ever been in.
Huh.
Which is weird. I mean, it's like a lot of porn shops, a lot of pawn shops, a lot of check cashing places, but everything was just fucking clean. Everything was in a good state of repair, and it's like, I feel like they actually...
Everybody has pawned everything they own.
So but they I, but I feel like, I feel like just, you know, sort of municipally, they use their money for the right things. You know, I mean, they make things nice.
Maybe it's the grass is always greener kind of thing, but I've always, every Canadian that I've ever met, and like every time I've seen any news story about Canada, it just seems like they're so much more rational than Americans. I don't know. Like, their crime is so much lower. They've got so much better, like, like, well, okay, I say better health care, but that's up for significant argument, I suppose.
I don't actually know anything about the health.
It's a lot more socialized. Like a lot more people have access.
Yeah,
to
it's a lot more accessible, but is it any good?
Yeah,
is
that's
the, yeah.
I have so question.
Nidgill says, with dual wield, the plexiglass pike is no longer the highly coveted weapon everyone wants. Two shillelaghs are much better. Was this planned or just something that turned up? It was just something that turned up. I mean, the reason that the plexiglass weapon was two-handed is because I think the first weapon that Scully thought of with a P was the pike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking wheelie, dude. PVA says that he thinks Warbank says the Skullcap sucks compared to other stainless steels because damage absorption is kind of worthless compared to other effects. We could change it to a significant damage reduction, and that would make it better. All right, still trying to read through all this crap. This fucking wheelie dude spamming our shit.
There's Dragon Balls Z as well.
He seems to have actual questions.
No, people scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is annoying, and you guys fucking suck.
Yep. Wow. What's wrong with you?
Y'all can blame the silent airtime by us trying to sort
through. Yeah, we're scrolling through all this fucking spam. A dead heart says, I again beseech you for a make as many as possible at the Mystic Shed. Yeah, we should ask a xenophobe to do that. Bahu says, please tell me you guys already saw this, and it's the get rid of Kingdom of Loathing petition.
Yeah. Kingdom of Loathing.
Loathing. Yep.
The one that takes place in Laos.
Worse than RuneScape.
Darkwing says, can we have some more randomized things like the How Drunk Are You contest in PvP? Yeah, there's some PvP changes that are coming out pretty... Soon. The White Turtle says, are you an EverQuest fan or Nazi? I'm neither. Jeffrey Duke says, hey guys, I'd love to hear what you think about Auto Assault. I played it in beta and was blown away by how incredibly fucking horrible it was. I would pretty much agree with you on that. My assessment of it is very similar to my assessment of Anarchy Online. It's not a terrible game, or rather... it won't be a terrible game when it's done, which will happen at some point many years from now.
Were the quests any fun? Like, that was the one part that my friend...
Yeah, your friend worked on the quests. I mean, if he did, like, the writing, if he decided what the quests were, then sure, that's fine. But, I mean, the thing is, it was a crappy game. Just in like, I felt like it was just pretty crappy. Like, everything was... The regular font for stuff to be displayed on the screen, all of the text that you read in the entire game is nigh goddamned illegible. And there is no excuse for that. There is absolutely no excuse for you to, in any modern piece of software, use a default font that is so small and stylized that anti-aliasing renders it illegible. That is just a fucking unforgivable design decision. You look at World of... You know, I hate to just keep talking about how great World of Warcraft is, but you look at the text in World of Warcraft, and you can fucking read it. Maybe it's not in some, like, space-age font or whatever, but you can read it. And that's the problem. That's the main problem that I have with Auto Assault, which just makes it difficult to play. It makes every single thing you do annoying, because you're trying to read stuff. The quests... You know, there were, I saw a bunch of level 5 quests that the reward for the quest was equipment that you couldn't equip until level 8. There were a lot of quests that the reward that you got was something that was worse than the starting equipment that came with your character. You know, I don't know. I mean... I'm sure that somebody who was listening to me and liked Auto Assault would say, well, you're thinking about it as though it was a traditional MMO, and it's just not, but I'm really not. I mean, I'm not, you know, it surprises me that kind of shit would come out of the same studio that put City of Heroes together. Because I think that, you know, the criticisms that I have of City of Heroes, the reasons that I don't like City of Heroes are the reasons that... City of Heroes differs from most MMOs. You can make that argument, well, you're thinking about it like a traditional MMO, when, you know, City of Heroes, it bugs me that you're not collecting any items, you know, it bugs me that there aren't, and there sort of are, I guess, if you think about it, for those of you who are familiar with City of Heroes, you don't have an inventory, which to me, that's, you know, if I'm playing an RPG, I want items to collect. I don't care if they're useless.
Yeah,
I want shiny shit to fall out of the monsters that I beat up, and I want to pick it up and take it back to town and sell it to somebody. You know,
you want to wonder why that poisonous snake in the swamp that you killed is carrying around a pair of chainmail gloves.
Yes, I do. That's what I want out of an RPG.
It is exactly. Ate somebody prior, and that's the only undigested part.
You never saw the penny, you never saw the Penny Arcade comic? Like, why was this pig carrying a recipe for roast pig? And then it shows a flashback to this guy figuring out how to make the best tasting roast pig in the world, and this pig eating him. I mean, it's probably a wolf or something, but you know, like, that's the overall gist of it. You know. So I'm angry about Auto Assault because I wanted it to be good, and it's just not. Trace Delicious asked if we read dinosaur comics. If not, you should. He will also be at Con.
If Ryan North is coming to Con, that's hot shit. Cause
well, they might be Comic Con.
I thought it was coming to... That's too bad. I was like, he plays the game? He's coming to KOLCon? Oh, okay. That's cool. I like Ryan.
Yeah, I quite enjoy Dinosaur.
Riff and I like him.
Yeah, I don't dislike them. I just don't think they're funny.
You're just wrong.
Yeah, I guess I am. I guess I'm wrong.
You've gotta spend more time reading them. You've gotta, like, do the mouse over thing.
See, I like them even without... I generally forget to do the mouse over.
It's like an extra bit of... delicious funny.
Well, here we go, trying to find some goddamn questions again. Sorry I got your hopes up, everybody, about there being a ton of questions. There are a ton of questions, it's just that they're the same fucking questions over and over again from these two douchebags that won't bother us anymore. Some guy 17 says, why is it... Oh, weird. Why is it that the plexiglass pike is bad in comparison to dual-wielding the shillelaghs? The only advantage is the extra PvP, and not everyone participates in PvP. Well, I mean, you know... Okay. I had something to say about that. I was thinking that, like, you know, something that gave a 50 spell damage bonus... You could say that that's the only good thing about it, and not everybody uses spells, because not everybody does, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that it's... Dreamer TK says, could there be a staff section in the armory? Maybe some one-handed staves. There will be one-handed staves. They'll be limited to mysticality classes. When we do the whole chef staff thing, that's going to be fun. Nidgill says, regarding being forced to go places, I like the idea better of just gaining an advantage for more varied adventures, like the Around the World does. I don't know that that's particularly advantageous. I think it's interesting. But yeah, I mean, our goal is for there to always be more stuff to do in the game this week than there was last week, and Blood Eagle says, will Fernsworthy's Tower be upgraded along the lines of Cobb's Knob and Degrassi Knoll interactively? Interactivity, rather.
Sort of.
It will. There's some neat stuff planned for that.
I need to get back working on that now that I'm done writing that other stuff.
Yeah. Glebe says, when you revamp the Naughty Sorceress, could you change the three doors to require jazz hands as an effect? Man, that would piss people off.
That would be pretty cool, though.
Oh, you would just never be... You would never be able to ascend in hardcore.
We should do jazz hands... light and wings. That'd be nice.
Oh, don't, no, you get wings. Wings are...
Yeah.
You get that from a common...
What we should do is gothy.
Gothy, that'd be good.
Yeah. Make it impossible to ascend in hardcore unless you're in a muscle sign.
Nice. Excellent. Lord Scrusty says, is there ever going to be content that is available during a certain month only, either real months or KOL months? I mean, there's a lot of items of the month in Mr. Store that are only available during certain real months, and they're, you know, periodically.
There's the holidays that only occur in the game months.
And there's also, like, holiday content around the real, you know, Earth holidays that seem to pop up all the time.
The White Turtle says, why does the ghost of Fernsworthy's great-great-grandfather look like a member of the KKK? Because he was a member of the KKK?
No, it's, you're seeing because he's got like the goat. He's wearing the ghost of his hat.
Yeah, like Forrest Gump's grandfather. You know, or father or whatever. No, it was his grandfather. Isn't he? Who was it? Was it what, some one of Forrest Gump's direct male antecedents?
I never actually saw the movie.
You never saw Forrest Gump?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
What was that?
That was me judging you.
Jeez.
Tater's Choice says, I think there should be a rat flail. You know, a rat tied to a stick by its tail. That's kind of funny. Because it would both bludgeon and bite things.
Oh, the rat is still alive. I didn't quite get that.
Precariously placed tentacle says, Star Morningstar, Star Boomerang. Ah, Boomerang would be a good one-handed ranged weapon. Star Whip.
Two lines and three stars.
I think there's already something. No, maybe there isn't anything that's two lines and three stars. Yeah, that's. Alright, your job for tomorrow is to write on the whiteboard here all of the star recipes and the numbers of stuff that they do. Ordered by number of total stars and lines. That's your job, bro. Every once in a while I decide that Riff actually works.
I shall make a note of it.
I ask him to do something. FFIX Master says, so how about custom hex color for chat channel tags? I'm running out of colors easily distinguishable from each other. I mean, I don't know.
There was a lot of debate on the whole color situation to begin with. Somebody had to come up with a scheme that Jake was even willing to approve.
Yeah. I think it's okay the way it is. May I have... let's see. Reading some questions.
Slashor asks, how do I get the amulet of Yendor? It's, you just spend a lot of time in the NetHack dungeon, and you'll get it.
Oh, shit, no wonder. Fred Levi says, Jick, change the signature on the activation code email. Noobs will wonder who El Perezoso is. Wow, I didn't realize I was still like that. All right.
Well, but new players are also going to wonder who that Jick guy is.
Yeah, but I hope that...
On the very front page it says.
Oh, that's true.
The very front page is a very special message from Jick.
See, people still think that the El Perezoso at something email address is valid, and I don't know where it's coming from. Like, I just want to stop that. So the Gun Run does have those questions posted somewhere, so that's... Okay.
Well, that's less exciting for us, playing the home game.
Slowunmi says, now that Jick's back, who the hell is the Twinkle Fairy? It's Hot Stuff.
What?
No, your fairy cupcake pants.
Yeah, Twinkle Britches.
Wait, what?
That was something... It was on Xenophobe had posted something where it was like somebody asked why something was a certain way, and it was like, well, I don't know, Hot Stuff was whining about it, and then Jick was all, shut up, fairy cupcake pants, we're doing it this way. And so I thought it was funny that you became fairy cupcake pants. Fred Levi says, is the activation code the same, or is there some random generator that picks from random words? It picks random words. I'm really scared. Like, I think that it's possible for it to come up with something like nutsack fish or whatever. Like, I think that there are probably certain combinations of words that could pop out of that activation code generator that would be, you know, if not obscene, at least naughty. And I hope that I've never put anybody off. Or gotten.
I'm trying to wonder why you think a nutsack fish would be naughty. Like, where else would you keep your
fish?
Fish.
Shortling says, shouldn't there be a way to disable passive skills? No. And in fact, I think that you should...
That would be too active.
That should have been in the passive voice.
I was just going to ask, should there be a way to disable the passive voice?
shouldn't there be a way for passive skills to be able to be disabled? Gorblack says, how many Villa documents and Mr. Exploiters have been sold since Uncle Pease came back? I would be willing to guess zero. I don't know that for a fact.
I'm almost positive that's true.
Glebe says, can we get a rough timetable on the smithing revamp? You know, that's kind of what I want to work on now in between Comic-Con stuff. So before Comic-Con, if we're not completely down to the wire on everything for Comic-Con. I don't really know. KOL Con 3 is much better prepared for now than it was like a week before it actually happened, KOL Con 2. So it shouldn't actually be all that much work for us before that. So I don't know. I would say that the smithing revamp will probably happen no later than a month from now, conceivably sooner. It looks as though Merrick is maybe unavailable all of a sudden. Nope. Now, as soon as I said it, I summoned him by saying his name. Nsergny says, is the July item of the month rolling out on time? Yes, I believe it is. I finished
the description.
All right, so we're going to give it to the Devsters to test starting tonight. The Dev Teamsters, the Dev Nougat, Dev Nougat. Nsergny says, think you skimmed over my question or ignored it about Devster 2 being in Ronin. What's up with that? I mean, why wouldn't one of the Devsters be in Ronin? I mean, if they're testing something that required testing. God damn these douchebags. I hate them. I hate these people who sent us all this fucking spam. Let's see. Mech Monkey says a star cheese grater.
Ow.
Colt Score says, ooh, killer trees. You beat them up. They turn and flee, yelling, run, forest, run.
Oh, man.
Shaggy says the El Perezoso email is also mentioned in the forums. Okay, I should find that. Gleaves asks how I mine for nutsack fish. Shaggy says boomerang. How about a boomerang? Mech Monkey says a star slingshot, which. Four stars and three lines, but the other slingshot is two-handed, isn't it? Because you can't...
Yeah, you need two hands.
I mean, we can make a star sling. I think you can technically use a sling one-handed. A slingshot is two-handed, though. It's like a bow and arrow.
Don't you just put your arm into a sling? That's not a very good weapon.
Yeah. Then you just get sympathy instead of hurting people. All right, I'm gonna done with this crap. I've had it. All right. What should we listen to, kids?
I don't know.
Renzeris says $10 says you can't correctly pronounce my name. Well, I guess we'll see.
Do you have any Laurie Anderson?
I do. I would be okay with, I like O Superman
That's
a
what I was
lot.
Just gonna
suggest. Yeah. I need to find that song. I'm guessing it's under Laurie Anderson. One time, it was funny. I was looking for an Allen wrench, and I found one in my filing cabinet because it was the Allen wrench that came with the filing cabinet to put it together.
Where was
it filed under A?
And Damon was like, what the fuck? Did you have that filed under Allen wrenches? I'm like, yep. That being disco banjo. Oh, Superman is out in some other directory. Oh, no, it's out in some further other directory. This song is so good. I'm really happy that I get to listen to this on the way out. All right, everybody, this is Laurie Anderson. Hot Stuff, do you know anything about Laurie Anderson?
She's crazy.
Yeah. I bought a Laurie Anderson album that was awful. It was just this awful, awful 80s music that was not at all interesting. This, the album that this song is in, Big Science, like, that was an album that this girl that I dated... sorry, Merrick. We're going to run over. This girl that I dated my freshman year of college, right? She had these five CDs and a CD changer that she would always put those five CDs in when we went to sleep. And one of them was the Orb, and two Tori Amos albums, and Big Science. And then I don't remember what the fifth one was.
Because you were always asleep.
No, it might have been. It might have been that the fifth one was Automatic for the People. It might have been that my Going to Sleep album went in with her four Going to Sleep albums, and that was what we went to sleep to. And I didn't know the name of that album, right? So I just randomly bought a Laurie Anderson tape, and it was awful. It was like just this horrible, like, just bad pop music. So maybe it was somebody else named Laurie Anderson, but I don't think so. Took me a long time to find that Orb album, too, because I couldn't remember the band name or anything. Like, all I remembered was a song with a sample of some dogs barking and this guy saying, "Hello, I'm Brad." So I had to just keep asking people if they knew what song that was for, like, 5 years.
I don't think I remember.
Oh, it's the Orb. UF Orb. And I'm like, all right. And I bought it.
Oh, that's, like, one of the few Orb albums I don't have.
Anyway, so we're going to listen to Laurie Anderson. Hot Stuff only knows that she's crazy.
Well, no, her live shows are really interesting, because she does all that modulation and stuff like that on the fly in her live shows.
That's, yeah, I mean, I know that she's like a performance artist, you know, and I just don't, anyway, this is Oh Superman, which is a song that I very much like, and it's 8 minutes long. 8 minutes and 27 seconds, actually. So Merrick will be a little late, but he says he's trying a new format tonight, and he's not sure how it's going to be received, so I can take as much time as I like. But I urge you all to receive Merrick's new format well. Receive it unto your bosom as though you like it.
He's going to try to format your computers. He's totally a hacksaw.
Totally sucks. When we were driving in California, there was a pickup truck that the license plate was OMG Hacks.
Excellent.
I was like, I just really want to follow that guy and, you know, shake his hand.
I think you said you wanted to give him a hug before.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to shake his hand and then give him a hug.
Oh, all right.
Or I wanted to hug his hand. Or give him a hug and shake it. Like a bear shake. All right. We'll see you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
We'll probably do another show like this on Monday, actually, because Scully's going to be gone, and so we'll just do another Reverb Crew show. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
And I'm gonna say be to you. Here come the flames. So you better get ready. Ready to go. You can come as you are. To pay as you go. Pay as you go. I said, okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand.
Automatic.